Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It feels like everyone wants the next big thing at the moment, like Nagelsmann from 5 years ago or something like that. And he should probably still be in with a shout as well, to be fair. He's only, is he 36 or no, he's 39 now, is he, or something like that. Nagelsmann, like, did an incredible job at Bayern Munich, got off for Tuchel for no reason. I think they were in the quarters of the Champions League and they them off and that, didn't they, which was mental. So there's going to be managers like that who are going to be linked as well. But the standout, as you mentioned, is Xabi Alonso because of the job that he's doing at Bayer Leverkusen at the moment. Like, I mean, when you played with him, did you ever get an inkling of like who might continue in sport afterwards and be a manager, or did he ever come across like he would be a manager?
Yeah, I think so. Me and him used to speak about football a lot, and you could tell when he first came in. He got football. You got to the reason me and him, I wouldn't say got football, but I always think there's a little thing. Players who lack pace, you've got to think about the game more. It makes you think. You've got to get yourself out of situations. You've got to make sure you don't find yourself in certain situations. And Xabi was one of them. He couldn't run, but he was a thinker on the game. Obviously, he knows a great pass through the ball, but he was always thinking about the game. And I always remember that when he signed for us, he missed the first couple of games of the season. I'm just trying to think, was his first game at Bolton or did he come in after the Bolton game? We played away at Bolton early on under Rafa.
Was it 1-0 with Fowler scoring?
No, we got beat. No, Fowler wasn't playing. This is Rafa's first. I think that might have been his.
Sorry.
I don't know if it was his debut, but I remember Rafa saying, and don't forget, Xabi was only 22. We got this player coming, I think he's a fantastic player. He's already spoke about where he thinks the team can improve or the tactical things. And I'm reading this and thinking, who the fucking hell do you think he is? 22 coming over from Spain, telling us where we're going wrong. Look, let's see you in the chair first. But he was that type. Meaning, I used to speak a lot about this, you know, the Spanish team with him. And he wasn't really in the Spain team. It was hard for him to get into it initially because of obviously Xavi and Iniesta and people like that. So we used to speak a lot about football. So he was always someone who was interested in football.
Did he watch a lot of football? You were known for watching everything, weren't you?
Yeah. He did watch a lot of football. And I'll tell you why. I remember thinking, oh, he probably watch as much football as me, maybe more. I remember him at the time, Nottingham Forest were in the Championship when we were there, and they had a player called Commons. He was a good midfield player, Chris Commons, I think his name. No, he was a good player for them. I remember him sort of saying he liked him and watched him. I was thinking, he's a player in the Championship. You know, how was he sort of seeing that or whatever? And that always stuck in my head. Within that, you know, he obviously watched a lot of football. I think his dad a manager? His dad was a player, definitely, but I think his dad might have been a manager as well. So I think he was always going to, he was one of them, I think, people looked at and think he's got his head screwed on.
Did he ever come across like a leader? Because he was young when he was at Liverpool, wasn't he, as well? So
he wasn't someone who spoke that much on the pitch. He spoke a little bit, but I think it was more by example. He trained really well. He always played for the team. It wasn't about just showing how good he was. And he was always a thinker man's footballer, I'd say. I think a lot of people always felt I would become a manager, but I was also quite emotional on the pitch and aggressive on the pitch, and he was probably a lot calmer.
Really?
Yeah.
Do
you think that?
Yeah.
Whereas I actually think now, I think it is a big part of sort of being a manager now is not, you know, keeping your emotions in control. And listen,
we've got letting them out at the right places as well.
We've probably got a manager who people will say was the opposite, but
He knows when to use it.
Exactly. And I think Jürgen, he gets emotional on the side of the pitch, but I think he doesn't get emotional in making his decisions. And that's what I go back to what I mentioned earlier, is that Jürgen proves us wrong at times when we're all screaming and shouting for something. He's a bit like, he's a lot more level-headed. He's a lot more, no, we don't need that. We've got him coming through. He's back from injury, we'll be fine. We don't need a player in that position. He's not sort of like, well, let's buy loads of players. So I think he's very calm at the right moments, Jürgen. And I think Xabi, I don't really know too much as a manager. What obviously the three teams he's managed. Obviously the U team at Real Madrid, the Sociedad B, and now Bayer Leverkusen. I've watched them, but so I haven't seen too many of his interviews, but only knowing his character, I can imagine he's very sort of cool, calm and collected.
Does it, when you look at like his career in the whole and now the job that he's doing over at Bayern and stuff, do you look at it and think, oh, that's not a typically Spanish team? Because like, I don't know, I get the sense that like, when I watch Xabi and saw him for Real Madrid, that he'd probably be a little bit more tiki-taka, but he seems to have taken all the elements of all the leagues that he's played in and sort of, does it feel like he's moulded them all together?
Well, you think of the influences he's had, the leagues he's played in, but the influences he's probably had, if you think of like so the best sort of four or five managers of the last 10, 15, 20 years, he's been managed by them, hasn't he? So that's a great influence. I do know Pep is his number one. I remember asking him a sort about Pep and Jose, because almost like contrasting styles. And he loved Jose, but he did. I remember when I did an interview with him sort of saying he just felt Pep just had that little bit, whatever. And then looking at the stats, watching Bayer Leverkusen play, it is more Pep
than
probably Jürgen Klopp. Yeah. Really makes a lot of passes, short passes. So, you know, if he was to come in, probably the style would change slightly. But, you know, he knows what sort of Liverpool fans want, and once that energy in the crowd gets going, if he was to become the manager, I think it would be a match made in heaven. But I can't believe that Liverpool wouldn't want him to replace Jürgen Klopp. I think the only thing is if Xabi Alonso wants to stay at Leverkusen, wants to take them into the Champions League, wants to feel like he'd need more experience. Because that is the one thing, he's in his first top, he's 18 months in. I think someone said, he's basically managed 60 games or 60, 70 games at the top level, which in an ideal way, it's probably not what you'd want. But the situation that we find ourselves and where everybody finds themselves in terms of new managers on the scene, it is the standout candidate, but it doesn't mean he's going to be the Liverpool manager.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously, you know, you've done your research on him, of course. You have the Monday Night Footy segment showed that, but like, do you think what we're seeing in English football is evolving in terms of like, obviously you've got Pep Guardiola's sides who have changed everything in the way that they play. I'm not even talking about the other stuff. What they do on the pitch is incredible. Obviously, Arteta looks like he's a very, very good coach. He's got them brilliant, one of the best defences in the league at the moment. So hard to play through and break down. Do you think it almost Liverpool might need, with this to change and go a little bit more, we need to be able to just beat these low box sides all the time? And the way to do that isn't vertical, quick passing from deep to forwards, which is what Jürgen Klopp's philosophy is. Is it a time where you think Liverpool can get better if they make the right appointments?
I'm going to say this. I mean, we don't win everything, do we? You know, I actually think this team should have won a lot more. I think we've been quite unlucky on last days of, you know, Premier Leagues or Champions League finals. But, you know, other managers do win things. You know, you've got to accept that. And I also think for the players who've been so used to Jürgen for so long, sometimes a slight change might be great, you know, something different and a slightly new idea. And I think that would come in with whoever you bring in. I was devastated when the news came that morning. But the longer the day went on, the next few days I was thinking about it, I was almost a little bit excited about, well, I wonder what's new and what could come in and what could happen, where could you take this team, really. So yeah, it was probably different emotions really through the day about, you know, when the news came through, but there's no reason why we can't get better.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.